God proof by biology, mathematics, computer. While some insist there is God, some declare the concept is nonsense. The latter say that it is the lack of proof. What is the proof we are talking about? As of now, we have some instruments of knowledge. They are perception, inference, intuition, faith, testimony, and logic. Curiously, proof for the existence of God has been provided under all these categories. Perception, recollection from near-death experience. According to Dr. Stephen Lauries, a Belgian neurologist who heads the coma science group at the University Hospital in the city of Liege, Belgium, has spoken to many patients over the years who have awakened from a coma and told him about journeys they have been on during the near-death experience. The team, which was made up of scientists from the coma science group and the university's cognitive psychology research uni, conducted memory characteristics questionnaires, which test for the sensory and emotional details in recollections. They then compared near-death experiences with other memories of intense real-life events, as well as memories of dreams and thoughts. However, the scientists were surprised to find that near-death experiences were much richer than any imagined or real event, including births and marriages. On April 10, 2013, Drive. Lauries told CNN that patients in intensive care are often scared to tell their stories of near-death experiences, as they are afraid that people won't take them seriously, but people who go on the journeys can be forever changed, with some no longer fearing death. The questionnaire asked survivors about how certain they were that a remembered experience was a real event. Dr. Lauries, who believes that the experiences originate in human physiology, said, the patients, are very convinced that it is real. It has also been discovered that it is enough just to think you are dying to have a memory of a near-death experience. The study said, many individuals having had NDEs were not physically in danger of death, suggesting that the perception, on its own, of the risk of death seems to be important in eliciting NDEs. Lauries doesn't want to speculate on the existence of heaven or hell, but he does say that only a small minority of near-death experiences are horrifying. Most of them are pleasant and uplifting. From his accounts, it sounds like more people go to heaven than hell. There are more cases which can be checked out in the web. God exists, biology. In his mind, Drive. Collins admitted that the science, which he loved so much, was powerless to answer the following questions: what is the meaning of life? Why am I here? Why does mathematics work, anyway? If the universe had a beginning, who created it? Why are the physical constants in the universe so finely tuned to allow the possibility of complex life forms? Why do humans have a moral sense? What happens after we die? Dr. Collins always assumed that faith was based on purely emotional and irrational arguments, and was astounded to discover, initially in the writings of the Oxford scholar C.S. Lewis and subsequently from many other sources, that one could build a very strong case for the plausibility of the existence of God on purely rational grounds. Actually, Drive, Collins says that he finds no conflict here. Yes, he also claims evolution by descent from a common ancestor is clearly true. He affirms that if there was any lingering doubt about the evidence from the fossil record, then the study of DNA provides the strongest possible proof of our relatedness to all other living things. More at ramanisblog.in.